Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا على محمد بن سلم. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. الله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عما سواك. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. اللهم انا نسالك ايمانا مستقيما وفضلا دائما ونزلا رحمة وعلما نافعا وعقلا كاملا وقلبا منورا وتوفيقا احسانا وتوبة نصوحة وصبرا جميلا وأجرا عظيما ولسانا ذاكرا وبدنا صابرا ورزقا واسعا وسعيا مشكورا وذنبا مغفورا وعملا مقبولا ودعاء مستجابا وجنة في الدوس نعيما برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير، وكان الإنسان عجولا. وجعلنا الليل والنهار آيتين، فمحونا آية الليل وجعلنا آية النهار مبصرة لتبتغوا فضلا من ربكم ولتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب، وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه، ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. من اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه، ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها، ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى، وما كنا معذبين حتى نبعث رسولا. صدق الله العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Allah Azza wa Jal in verse 11 of Surah Al-Isra mentions, وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ. Man supplicates, makes dua for evil, just as he supplicates and makes dua for good. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Man was always hasty. Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah quotes as saying that when a person becomes angry, he curses himself and his family. And sometimes those times are of acceptance and qubuliyah, so Allah accepts that curse. So what happens, his curse goes against his own family. And that's why it's very, very important that be careful when you do badua, you curse, you say something bad or evil, even though you don't even mean it. But that could be a time of acceptance. That's why to be very, very careful when a person is angry, is stressed, or is not in the right frame of mind at that particular moment, that don't say anything with the tongue. Remain silent. Try to be calm. Okay? Otherwise, sometimes in the state of anger, in the state of stress, in the state of emotions, when a person doesn't have control of his emotions, he may say something that he will regret later on. That's why even it mentions that if you are feeling lethargic, tired, at that time you should not make dua. Because when you're tired and you're lethargic, you may make dua for something you don't really want. You're not really focused. And that could be the time of acceptance and Allah will accept it. So therefore it's very important that Allah, as Rasul is saying here, that when you supplicate to Allah, Allah is very, very important. Do it at a time when you're in your senses, when you're calm, when you have control over your emotions. That is very, very important. Rasulullah mentions here, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Man was always hasty. Again, sometimes Allah is also mentioning here that accidents are caused sometimes because a person wants to do something very quickly. There's no planning. There's no tarteeb, there's no order. Anybody? Wants to do something very quickly, he's not looked at everything properly, all the scenario, what could happen, what this could happen, what that could happen. Anybody? And he's quickly signed the contract, he's quickly done this, he's quickly done that. What's going on? Allah is saying here, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. You've been too hasty, you've been too quick. Be careful, take it easy. You need to sign a contract, look at all the conditions, all the clauses. Anybody? You want to go into a job, don't just jump into it. Don't be hasty, look at it, look at all the issues. Concerns. Does that job suit you with your day-to-day whatever? It's Very, very important. And one of the most biggest things where people are always very hasty and jaldi about is talaq, divorce. Even that is the most important thing. When you're again, you don't have control over your emotions, you're angry, right? Don't utter anything. Why do people utter? Just be calm. Don't say anything. People think by it, because I was angry, therefore the divorce doesn't count. It counts. It counts. Someone doesn't, normally he's going to give divorce when he's angry anyway. You know, because I love you so much, I'm going to give you a divorce. He doesn't do that, do they really? But anyway, you have to have control emotions. And there's sometimes so many cases come where someone gives divorce, oh, I was angry. Sorry. If you're angry, divorce is done. And sometimes out of anger, what people say when they give talaq, they so hasty, three talaqs, I give you three divorce. Soon as you give three talaq and three divorce, that is done, finished. Now you cannot get back to her again ever. She has to marry someone else, the marriage has to be consummated, and then that person gives divorce to her, then she can come back to the first husband. Otherwise, no way. Allah mentioned in the Quran, حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرَهُ. Allah mentioned in the Quran. But people hastily, jaldi, I give you three divorce. And then they regret it after. Oh, what have I done? Then they look for fatwas everywhere. Any, if I can get something permissible. I don't get the answer from Maulana Ibrahim, let me go to someone else. I'm dying for that three divorce to become one. Remember, once you've given three divorce, that's out. If you live together, it's zina. It's zina. Whole life will be in zina. People think it doesn't matter. It does. First of all, regarding talaq, this is not the topic of this actual verse. If someone is so, why always person think he has to give three talaq in order for divorce to happen? One is enough. You give one divorce, one talaq, that is it. Once one talaq is done, the iddah is done, then you can marry someone else after. You can marry someone else. That's why three talaq is not desired by the Sharia. Though it is there, but it is not desired by the Sharia. One talaq is done. Because just by giving one talaq, later on, if you regret what you've done, you can come back again. If it's a talaq ba'in, then all you have to do, you do another nikah and you're back together again. If you just one talaq and you're within the iddah, you can take her back straight away. Can I take you back? That's why Sharia is saying that one talaq, don't give three at once. Okay? Because many times when people, subhanallah, give talaq, majority of time, many times it happens, they regret it after. They want to get back, they give three talaq, or it's too late. Why give three talaq? Why give three divorce? Just give one. And then ask the Mufti al-Kiram, what's the procedure? Again, people are so hasty. And they just give it, and then it's too late. And then they get a fatwa from somewhere else, and they live their whole life together. And living their whole life together in this state, it's zina, it's adultery, your whole life. It's haram. All because zaban, tongue. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. So hasty. Want to do things very, very quickly. Take your time, be balanced. Anybody? Have control over the emotions. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala further on mentions, everything should be done wherever work we do. Allah is mentioning here that don't be hasty, don't be jaldi. Phase by phase. Everything one by done by. Do this, do that. Sometimes nowadays we're living in a world where everyone wants everything so quickly. Everything quickly. We want progress and tarakki very quickly as well. We don't want to do anything about it, but we want, you know, I want every job, want the car, want the house, everything in the next 2 years. It doesn't work. You have to work hard. Phase by phase. And do things phase by phase, the nurturing is done. Then you're able to look at everything properly. وجعلنا الليل والنهار آيتين فمحونا آية الليل وجعلنا آية النهار مبصرة لتبتغوا فضلا من ربكم ولتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب وكل شيء فصلناه تفصيلا. Allah mentions, we have made the night and the day two signs. Then we obliterate the sign of the night and make the sign of the day visible so that you may seek Allah's bounty. Allah has made the day so you go out and work. You seek a livelihood. Anybody? Allah has made the night for what? Aram, rest, sleep. Allahu alladhi ja'ala lakum al-layla litaskunu fihi wan-nahara mubsira. Day so that you can see. If you're sleeping on the daytime, Allah is saying, my day is for seeing, going out. لِتَبْتَهُ فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِكُمْ, to look for work. Don't just sit at home. That's why even related to Jummah, Allah mentions, once the Jummah is done, وَبْتَهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, go, now go look for your sustenance. Allah is not saying, by بَتَيْرَهُ مَزِدْ مَنْ, stay there all day. Hey. Allah is saying, Jummah is done, وَبْتَهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. While you're doing your livelihood and you're doing your job and work and whatever, remember Allah constantly. Because Allah is the one who gave you the job. Allah is the one who grants us sustenance and risk and rosy. Allah can take it away, Allah can give it as well. Allahu Akbar. Beautiful teachings of the Quran Kareem. Allah Ta'ala further mentions, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ, we shall cast every person's record of deeds upon his neck. وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا, on the day of Qiyamah, we shall take out for him a book that he will see opened before him. اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ, read your book. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا, today you are a sufficient witness against yourself. The angels record every person's deeds. Whatever we do every day is recorded. Anybody? There's a hidden CCTV camera. Anybody? Here we go, CCTV camera here. Anybody? Allah CCTV camera, subhanAllah, the angels everywhere. Anybody? Kiraman katibin. Ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. Anybody? And we cannot see them. Everything. We don't do anything wrong because of the CCTV. We have a look. But when we're alone, if there's no CCTV, think Allah CCTV is watching. Allah is watching anyway. Wallahu ya'lamu ma fi sudur. Angels are writing everything down. Before committing a sin, have respect for the angels that are there with us as well. The successful ones will receive the book of deeds in their right hands. And not only that, they'll boast about it as well on the day of Qiyamah. Oh, right hand? Oh, mashallah, look, I will become successful. It's not good to boast in the dunya. In the akhirah, Allah will go and boast. Go on. Be happy. It's your day. You know, you say, it's your day. Go on. I've got it in the right hand. What khushi. What happiness. May Allah grant us that happiness. In the dunya, we get certificates, we get graduation, we get achievements, but it's short-lived. One day, 2 days, we have party, we have celebration, let's have a bit of dawat. And normally the person who made the hard work, he has to give the dawat. But that's temporary. One day, 2 days, then back to normal, back to thingy, everything forgotten, back to work, back to reality. But on the day of Qiyamah, when the book of deeds will be given the right hand, and we are successful, there's no back to work. There's no back to same old routine. Then is joy and joy. Then is happiness and happiness. Eternal satisfaction. Eternal. Today we sacrifice the akhirah in the hereafter for temporary satisfaction. Temporary mazah. Temporary pleasure. But on the day of Qiyamah, when the book is in our right hand, so from then on, subhanallah, eternal bliss and happiness starts. Eternal success. Eternal enjoyment. And such enjoyment, you never get bored. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Allah mentioned, you will get what you desire. And you will get what you've been promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you've been promised, you will get. Allah bada khilafi ningan. We only go against our promises. Allah doesn't. You will get whatever we desire, Allah said. You will get what you desire, don't worry. The dunya is not a place where we get everything according to our desires. Dunya is not a place we get everything according to our desire. Some things we do, some things we won't. That's the nature of the dunya, nature of this life. But the hereafter in Jannah, the nature of Jannah and nature of the people who are successful in the eyes of Allah, they will get whatever they desire. They won't even need to utter whatever they feel in their heart will be presented right in front of them. It's a separate world altogether. Anybody? And that is our goal in the dunya, for that life. Anybody? For that akhirah, for that success, eternal success. And Allah mentions, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, you give preference to the worldly life. yani, over the hereafter. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. When the hereafter is better, and أَبْقَى, everlasting. Everlasting. Yani, dunya's success is short-lived. The dunya is short-lived. Dunya is temporary. The success of the dunya is also temporary. But akhirat is ever, everlasting. Yani, everlasting. So if we, subhanAllah, get Jannah, everlasting. Someone goes Jahannam, may Allah protect us. That's also everlasting as well. The verse uses the word here, verse uses the word ta'ir, ta'ira, for the record of deeds. This word literally means a bird, ta'ir. Commentators say that the Arabs used to shake a branch of a tree before doing anything. They want to do something, something big. They'll shake the tree. Okay? And then they'll observe whether the bird upon the tree flew to the right or to the left. If the bird flew towards the right, they'll do that amal. They'll carry over there. If the bird flew towards the left, they'll leave it, they won't do it. Meaning they're taking omen, good luck or bad luck. So they'll say, well, if the bird flew from the tree on the right, that means good luck, we'll do that. If you go on the left, that's bad luck. So Allah uses the same word for their record of deeds, since these will determine their destiny in the hereafter. Anybody? Allahu Akbar. Allah will say, اقرأ كتابك, read your book. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Today you are a sufficient witness against yourself. You know what you have done. In the court of Allah, there you can't bribe, one thing. You can't get the best lawyer, who's going to, even though he knows that you're in the wrong, he'll use his words and articulate skills and presentation, that the court will get baffled, the judge will get baffled, and they'll say, okay, you're not guilty. In the dunya it happens. It happens. People get away with it. People get away with murder. But on the day of Qiyamah, forget murder, even a little bit of zulm, little, no one's going to get away with it. No one gets away with it. All out in the open. And if someone was to lie with the tongue, oh, I never meant it this way, I never meant it that way, I never went here, I never went there, then what will happen? The lips will be sealed. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلِيهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَيْدِيهِمْ وَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. The legs, the arms, the feet, everything will bear witness. It will out in the open, and we will be shamed and embarrassed. Shamed and embarrassed. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Allah is mentioning this in the Quran al-Kareem for us to learn a lesson. That on the day of Qiyamah is haq, the book of deeds is haq, and we'll have to read our own book. Any? That will be our life. Any? This will be a program before in the 80s, this is your life. Any? And they give it to you. And they go through a whole what you did, what happened, what you did, and then they give it to you at the end of the day. Okay? The red book. I say, Iqraq, this is your life. Any? On the day of Qiyamah, this is your life. But there's no going back. There's no retirement or that we give you. If it's good, alhamdulillah. Anybody? Actually, the human being himself will get so amazed at this book. He'll say, it's mentioned in the Quran, لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. What a book. It's not even left a minute of my amal. Even a little bit of amal is still there. It's been recorded. Wow. We'll be amazed. We get amazed with data. We get amazed with modern technology. Wow, in a small chip, they can find everything. Who gave that human being that intellect to create something? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا. It's all easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make preparation for the hereafter. Grant us all our book of deeds in our right hand, inshallah. And grant us all entry into Jannah without reckoning, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdihi. Good. Nice to see you.